I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
They have stopped the fight. It is over. Canelo gets the knockout win. I'm not sure what happened to the corner of Saunders. Nevertheless, the pound for pound king with another win in the Lone Star State.
I think what happened in the corner was someone's jaw got broke. It's Sean and RJ here on DFW Sports Station 105.3. The Fan, Troy Hugh running, Troy Hugh's running things as always. That was the call from, is it DAZN? What's the network,
DAZN,
Troy?
Yeah.
What's the pay-per-view?
DAZN?
Huh?
DAZN. D-A-Z-N? DAZN?
That's yeah. DAZN?
DAZN.
All right.
DAZN. There's no O in there. Okay. Whatever. In the eighth round on Saturday night, Canelo Alvarez took out Billy Joe Saunders in the super middleweight unification fight. And the right eye of Saunders was swollen shut. So they called it off afterwards. Alvarez said, I knew this was going to be the final outcome. I think I broke his cheek and knew he wasn't coming out of the corner. I told my trainer he wasn't coming out because I broke his cheek. I knew it. And RJ Choppy was in the house along with Jerry Jones, I believe, along with Zeke Elliott, with a crowd of 73,126, breaking the record. All Jerry does is break records, except for, you know, like football records on the field. Off the field with the stadium in attendance, all he does is set new marks. Broke the record of the largest indoor attendance for a boxing event in the United States. The previous one, 1978, Ali Spinks. That had 63,350. This gathering that Choppy was in, believed to be the biggest gathering in the U.S., since COVID started over a year ago. Take us inside.
All right. So, yeah, Errol Spence also in the house. I think Tyson Fury may have been in the house, too. It was packed. Everybody was there. First of all, what a scene. We had been to one boxing match before. We had gone to Pacquiao Bradley at the MGM. Yep. And we sat in the last row.
Last row.
Literally the last
row. And it looked like you were in the last row.
It does. I mean, for the photos, it's hard. I spent most of the time watching the Jumbotron. We were eye level with the Jumbotron. We were at the top of the third level. So the top of the
boxing's probably, I'm not trying to crap on your scene.
No, I get you.
But boxing's probably the worst sport to have the worst seat in AT&T. Right? There's no way you're going to watch two individuals. Football, you can at least see the air traveling. You can see a running back if he gets space. You can judge it by the down and distance markers if they get 10 yards. Baseball, you can obviously see the ball traveling. Everyone is spread out. Yeah. But boxing, there's no way you're going to see what's actually happening in the ring with the shots delivered when you're that far away if you're not, you know, 10 rows back. So that's why you got to rely on the Jumbotron there.
Right, yeah. I mean, for football, these seats would be fantastic. This is like the Ring of Honor level. But for boxing, you know, it's a speck. It's a dot. It's a dot in the middle of the it was bigger than the photos looked, but it was still. Look, you're watching it on the Jumbotron. What a crowd, though. And if Canelo Alvarez ever fights anywhere else again, he's a fool. This is one of the greatest kind of quote-unquote home court advantages I've ever witnessed. Like, this is a boxing match with two guys, and the MC and the PA is starting a Canelo chant.
What?
Like, this is like this is not like a Let's Go Cowboys that they're chanting at AT&T. This isn't Sean Heath at the American Airlines Center for the Mavs game. Dude, let's go mad. Let's go mad. Yeah. No, this is a boxing match between two dudes, and they're starting a Canelo chant. The wow. announcer is. Like, that's how much of a home ring advantage this is. He's awesome. Like, the fans love him, largely Hispanic crowd. They yeah. love him. He loves them. It's fantastic, the amount of adoration that's there. They had bands. I mean, the music. I love reggaeton. The amount of music that was being played. It was
awesome. Like a tailgating scene in the parking lots. Was
absolutely.
Crazy
now
traffic?
We got there after 9. The guys I was with were like, "We're not getting there a second before 9 o'clock." And I'm like, "Well, why? The undercard starts at 8." And he goes, "Who cares?" And I was like, "Well, okay, all right, whatever. I'm just kind of following
and
the crowd."
And when was the Canelo fight starting?
It started a little bit after. It started about 10:30, maybe.
Yeah, right at the time SNL was coming on, so that's why I did not check out Elon.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and the fight before got stopped early, which I thought that was a little bit of a weird stop because it was Soto Tadayama, and Tadayama got hit. And, like, it didn't even look like he was bleeding. Like, I don't know why they stopped it, but they did. So, they get to the Canelo fight, and this was as loud as a Cowboy game.
What?
It was so... When they stopped the fight, and Canelo jumps onto the turnbuckle, like he's The Rock and Stone Cold, like, that place erupted. Like, you see the crowd, like, you can see, like... bouncing in the distance. Like, the fans were bouncing up and down. Phenomenal crowd. And nobody does entrances like boxing. Nobody.
Yeah.
The Saunders entrance where he's doing this really weird dance, and he's singing along to his entrance music, like he really gets it. To the band that happened for Canelo when he came out. Awesome, Troy.
See that was my favorite part, because like in Rocky IV, like when Apollo was facing yeah. Drago, you know, he has James Brown. He's setting the scene. Spoiler, didn't end well for Apollo in that movie. But on Saturday night, you have Canelo, and you have this mariachi band out there, and they are setting the stage to let Saunders know, hey, Billy Joe, you are in Texas.
Yes.
And this is his stadium. And it was awesome.
It was
great.
They played two songs, and the entire crowd was singing along. They were singing along with the song, I'm watching this. I'm like, this is amazing.
It sounds like, I guess, going there is more than worth it for just the scene. Not, you don't even have to watch the punch being landed, but just, you know, the drama and the scene and the crowd and the electricity. That's what they say. Like, if you get a great boxing fight compared to, like, great games and other sports, like, the electricity of the great fight tops them all. That's what a lot of people say. Now, I haven't been to many fights in my life, just one major one, that Pacquiao one, and I was like, okay, but it wasn't supposed to be like a mega fight, but it sounds like the pageantry is the word I'm looking for, and everything surrounding it is just as good or better than the fight. Makes the time worth it.
Yeah, Sean, you mentioned the scene for the fight, and since you were there, RJ, for the Canelo Saunders fight on Saturday at AT&T Stadium, after the fight, I actually went on to social media to see the highlights. And by that, I mean the highlights of the amount of fights in the stands.
Oh, yeah.
Did you witness multiple fights around you? Because I counted at least 14 videos I watched over the weekend. Fights at the stands, fights in the concession area, fights at the in the restroom. One guy tumbled at least 4 sections down seats. That got knocked out. Did you see a bunch of them?
I didn't see the barrel roll.
That one was bad.
It was. You know, we were in a suite, Troy, so we were kind of sequestered from the commoners.
Someone put the peasants in front of these peasants.
But no, I did not notice any fights. I felt incredibly fortunate to be where I was, because if there was a fight, Chuck Liddell would have just knocked the guy out for me. He was sitting right next to me.
All right. Hang on. When you walk in there, I mean, I just want the Chuck Liddell story. Your guys over there at A Number One Air said, "We know Chuck Liddell coming to our suite." So Choppy takes the new girlfriend in there. How do you approach, or what was Chuck Liddell doing? Is he as cool as everyone says he is? Just feels like an everyman that's approachable?
Total everyman. You know, he was...
What was your first line? I know you had a first line to him. How did you break the ice, man?
I said... Nice fanny pack, Chuck.
No, you didn't. No, you did not. What?
Did he?
No.
Did he have a fanny pack?
He had a fanny pack sitting off to the right. Yeah, right there. Had a couple nice of stickers on it.
Fanny pack.
Yeah,
Chuck.
Nice fanny pack, Chuck. But I said it in a much nicer way than that.
Oh, nice like, fanny pack, like fanny Chuck. Pack.
Is that Lulu? Is that a Lulu yeah. fanny pack?
But
what was,
you know,
his reaction? What was his reaction to that?
He kind of looked at me, and I was like, "No one ever says that to you, right?" And he goes, "No." Dead cold face. No. No one ever.
So that's it. That's the beginning and the end of the interaction.
I walked away at that moment, and then I came back, asked for a photo. He was, so everyone is sitting like in the front part, and I'm behind. I'm getting a beer.
And shocker!
Everyone's sitting in that little front part, and they start playing. They play the British national anthem, then they play the Mexican national anthem, and then they go and play the U.S. anthem. And Chuck walks down to the very front, hand over his heart, standing right there, and everybody is sitting down.
Hell yeah!
And he gives two looks. He looks left, looks right, and they all look at him, and they get right up.
They stand up.
Get right up. He walks right down there. He just walks down, hand over heart, bam, right there. And it just.
What if the AAC like hires Chuck Liddell or AT&T Stadium as like security to just walk around in like that maroon red jacket while the anthem is being played before Stars games as you're getting ready to come through the glass if you're not standing up or have your hat off?
Oh, dude, like Chuck is so imposing. Like he had just got a fresh cut in the mohawk.
Oh, you saw the tats on the side of his skull?
I did.
Yes.
I did, yep. So he's got a couple on the left side of his head. But, you know, like, I wasn't sure. I had never seen him in person. I wasn't sure, like, but he's much taller than I expected. He's probably, what, 6'1", 6'2". He's much taller than I expected.
I mean, he was a light heavyweight champ. I mean, so he's much bigger than what you thought. By the way, Chuck Liddell may be fighting soon. He said, quote, unquote, "I'm ready any time to fight that clown." Talking about Jake Paul.
Oh, baby.
So any more interaction with him, or that was just it? You got the picture, you commented on the fanny pack, but it's not like you guys were shooting the S, right? With like
No. I mean, everybody wanted his time, and I'm not that guy. I'm not that guy that goes and Haagen-Dazs people's time. I don't do that.
Haagen-Dazs? Oh,
what is that?
Hog it. Okay, I got it.
Yeah, I don't like the Haagen-Dazs.
How was the COVID protocols there.
What COVID? Hey, 73,000 people. There was no mask mandate at all. You could walk in without a mask.
Really?
Yep. It was. There was no COVID protocols at all.
Okay.
I assume all 73,000 were fully vaccinated. That's my assumption.
How'd it feel being around that type of crowd again? Were you in awe? Was it, like, shocking?
It was. Like, I first saw it, I was like, whoa, look at the crowd down there at that bar. Holy cow, that's
yeah.
I had no idea. I was like, wow, this parking lot's really, really packed. Is this, like, a sold-out thing? Like, what's their max capacity here? And then I'm walking in, and I'm like, oh, shoot, I forgot my mask. And the dude's like, yeah, don't worry about it.
Don't worry. Jerry Jones in charge of this place.
Jerry
don't
Jones in charge. It don't matter. It don't matter.
Jerry don't care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.